You're listening to SBS News.
About 900 million eligible voters are expected to cast their ballots to decide who will lead India's 1.3 billion people for the next 5 years. Some of the ballot boxes have been hauled through deep jungles and mountainous terrains to be placed in remote areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a second straight term. Opinion polls show that Mr. Modi still has many supporters like this one, who believes his leadership has promoted the country's economic development.
I'm definitely going to vote for Modi ji, the BJP. He's taking the entire country together, a good development, good economist, knows the subject, deals with it thoroughly.
But Mr. Modi is still facing a tough challenge from his main rival, Indian National Congress President Rahul Gandhi.
There have been many, many people in Indian history who have had the arrogance to believe that they are invincible, that they are bigger than the people of India. There is nothing bigger than the people of India. And Mr. Narendra Modi for the last 5 years has done nothing for the people of India. So his invincibility will be on full view after the election results.
Mr. Gandhi comes from the politically influential Nehru Gandhi family. His mother, Sonia Gandhi, is a former leader of the Indian National Congress who remained in office for a record 19 years until 2017. Mr. Gandhi's father, grandmother and great-grandfather were all Indian prime ministers. But despite his political pedigree, the ruling BJP party is confident of re-election. BJP spokesman Nalin Kohli says his party's track record speaks for itself.
We have a positive agenda in terms of what we are promising in the path ahead, how to make India a developed country. And on the other side, there is no clarity about what is the leadership with the so-called coalitions that are forming. They only have an anti-Modi agenda. They don't have a positive agenda of change. And we believe, looking at the popularity of the Prime Minister and the response at his rallies, where hundreds and thousands of people are coming, that we are poised to return back to office.
Polls predict Mr. Modi's BJP alliance will just about squeeze out the parliamentary majority needed to rule. But that's a sharp drop from his commanding mandate 5 years ago when he vowed to turn India into an economic and military power. A leaked government report suggests that India's unemployment rate is the highest it's been since the 1970s. But the sentiments of the public, like this voter, are with the BJP and Mr. Modi, with focus on national security appearing to trump concerns over jobs and farm prices.
There is no one else. For me to even think that can actually take over Modi, because at least he is working towards the reputation of the country.
Mr. Modi's emphasis on national security has been helped by the recent unrest in the troubled Kashmir area. The first day of general elections saw long queues outside polling stations across the country, where people trekked, rode bicycles and drove tractors to cast votes, with seven phases of balloting spread over 39 days and vote counting set for May the 23rd. India's senior deputy election commissioner Umesh Sinha says the first phase has gone quite smoothly.
The elections were concluded in a peaceful manner, barring few sporadic incidents. You're aware that the Lok Sabha election 2019 are being conducted through seven phases. Today was the first phase, and the next phase will be held exactly 1 week later on Thursday, that is April 18th.
A sporadic incident saw the deaths of two people in separate clashes at polling stations in the large southern state of Andhra Pradesh. Voter participation was highest in the eastern state of West Bengal at almost 81%. By 6 p.m, Andhra Pradesh had a turnout of 73%, while nearly 64% of those eligible had voted in Uttar Pradesh, the state that sends the most representatives to Parliament. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.